The Tsukamoto School in Sacramento is a place of triumph. Some may not know the story behind the name, but when you dig deeper, you find a farm family who worked to make the best of a bad situation. Their story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
Mary L. Tsukamoto grew up in Florin, California, but at the age of five in 1942, her family of Japanese descent was forced to leave their home for an internment camp.
When they removed us from each community, they divided the community into fourths. It's a military strategy, divide and conquer.
There were 10 relocation camps in all throughout the U.S. After spending over a year there, though, the U.S. government wanted to turn the Jerome camp, where her family was housed, into a German POW camp.
My mother went on a 21-day speaking tour with other Christians and asked churches in Indiana if they would sponsor a family.
If there was no sponsor, the family would be moved to another internment camp. After 21 days, not one invitation came. However, the Methodist Church of Kalamazoo, Michigan, later agreed to take Marielle's family. In all, they spent 4 years from their home in Florin, California. But even after the return, they felt prejudices.
There were some places in Sacramento we could not go. You had to go to the dentist, you had to go to the bank, things that we had to do. And I always remember my mom being nervous.
Her family eventually sold their farm and worked for the government. Her mother became a school teacher, and a school is today named in her honor.
It is each one of our responsibilities as Americans who value and prize the freedom, the liberty, and the system that we have to be willing to fight for it and to speak up and not let this mistake happen to another group.
Marielle continues to share that message to countless groups of children and adults today. Traveling the countryside in Sacramento, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.